Hi, this is Laurie Seymour from the Baca Journey for today's Terea Meditation Session. You all know, everybody that's here knows that I've been in France the last 2 weeks, and what I'm most struck with as I've been sitting today is the way in which the energies have moved me through this time, the way in which sometimes they've been so intense, so strong, and that there's been such an incredible degree of change that has taken place within me. I could say it, tell you many stories, but it's not the stories that I really to speak about tonight. It's the sense that whenever you go through great change, and this is something I've talked about before, probably more than one time, after you have been in the throes of that, especially when you have been receiving energy, there is the need then to decode what has happened, to begin to understand what has taken place. I would say that it's impossible or near impossible to do that when you're in the midst of it, and that anything that you might decide about what it is, what meaning it might have, or the way in which it's going to change you or alter your life, it's going to change. It's going to unfold. It's going to be different. Because when we are with great change, and when we're in that the aftermath of great change, we get to see how it is when we return to our everyday life, we get to see who we are and how we are now. So for me, I'm still in the midst of it. I get to see a few people that I know here, and in some way have a sensing, a reflection of myself in them. But I know that it won't be until I return home and start to interact with my everyday life that I will begin to see reflected to me myself. And it's always the case that we need those mirrors, we need those reflections to be able to comprehend who it is that we are in this new moment. If we acknowledge and realize that we're always changing, and we can think that someone else is responding to us differently, and perhaps they are, because who we are is different. What can happen, though, is that people that we know can try and relate to us in the way they've always related to us, but it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. And that becomes part of the decoding process, is how am I now in this relationship? How am I now in this new situation? How am I now in my work, with my friends, with every situation in your life? You get the opportunity to see who it is that you've become, and that's part of the decoding process. Decoding takes time. It's really what you're doing is you have an experience of change, and it's in your body. It's energy, it's energetic. And you can feel out of sorts, or you can feel uncomfortable. And sometimes that is part of the experience. I think that's often part of the experience of change, is that it's as if your skin does not fit in the same way that it did before. And I know that this past weekend that people sometimes had that kind of experience of like shedding skin. Somebody mentioned that this weekend, the feeling of, you know, like I've shed my skin and now I have to see what this new skin is going to feel like and how it's going to protect me, how it's going to support me. But that does take time. That takes a kind of unfolding into the energy, into seeing how it manifests. Because you have the energy, you have the experience, and then there's the manifestation. And that is really the decoding. It's when you start to understand what it is that has taken place. Now, if you allow it, that decoding will take place over time. It is not merely a, oh, this is what happened. And, you know, you put it into a box and it's finished. It's complete. It evolves over time, especially when like this time has been for me, a big time, a time of many changes, a time of receiving a lot of new energies. So when you have those experiences in your life, and you probably already know those times in your own life, give yourself space, give yourself room for that to reveal itself to you. It's not something that you can put demands upon. It's not something that you can demand of it to show itself to you, to tell you about what it means. You really have to be open to receiving it. Just as with life, just as with the experience of the energy, you have to be open to the experience of receiving the meaning of that. Be open to the meaning, and then be open to what comes next. Because what comes next is are the actions, the opportunities, the gifts, the new learnings, the meanings. And if you're willing to keep allowing that to reveal itself to you, you'll find that whatever it is you thought the meaning was to begin with, probably there are so many other layers and levels to it that at the end of that time, at the end of that revelation, because that indeed is what it is, you find that what you're receiving is not at all what you thought you were receiving. So stay open to the way in which energy moves you through your life. Stay open to what it wants to bring to you so that your ability to move with it is something that allows your life to change. You know, change is something that we sometimes welcome, but often fear. Even when we give voice to the fact that, oh, I'm ready for it, I'll receive it, we don't often allow it to be real, to be something that we embrace with the fullness of our being. So as you allow yourself to take a couple of breaths right now, just a couple of full, deep breaths, letting that breath expand you and fill you. Allow your breath to be with you and to take you into this space of what in this moment is unknown. It's like you're entering each moment in meditation into what is the grand unknown, in order for that to reveal itself to you. So let's go inside, and I will let you know when this time is completed. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments to stretch where you are, or stand and stretch. Take a breath. Just take a moment to feel your body, to notice how your body's feeling right now, particularly after this time, compared to how you felt when you began. And we'll take a moment to, we'll have some time to share after, we'll share now. Those of you who might listen at another time, just allow yourself to receive whatever it is that you've experienced.